Let's start again from the beginning of, or almost the beginning of the Gra. The Gra's perish on Pasuk Chaf, Vav Pasuk Chaf. So this is the first like 2-3 lines, which is his explanation of the lashonis of Nitzor and Titosh or Al Titosh. We'll go straight back to the Avicha and Imecha part of his perish. Okay, so he says, "Va'omar etzel mitzvos avicha." He said by mitzvos, he used the lashon of avicha, "Va'etzel toiras imecha," and by the lashon of toiras, he used the lashon your mother. So why is mitzvos relating to the father and the Torah relating to the mother? So the Gra explains this al pi kabbalah ki abba ve'ima heim chachma obina. Abba v'ima, respectively, are Chachma and Bina. V'atipa ba'abba hu benister v'nela. The tipa by the father is always hidden and concealed. Ukshabala imo mitzteir esham. Then when he gives over the tipa to the mother, so in Zivug, right, so then the Vlad, or the tipa, I should say, is mitzteiret by her, right? That's when the fetus develops inside of the ima, where the limbs start to become, take form. So in the same way, the chachma is something that's hidden from the eyes of all the living. Shehiba machshava, because it's just in machshava, it's in the thought. Ubebina mitzayeres, and by bina it starts to take form.
What's that? Bina
is not the
machshava.
No, machshava is the chachma. And Bina is something which is more fleshed out. That's why he says Bina, it takes form, but he uses Lashon B'sham Hu B'Gol Yoser. There it's more revealed. No, normally when Machshav is used in the Sfarim, it's a reference to Chachma. We refer to Bina, yeah, we refer
to... The Chabad is the same as also
Those are the moichin of a person is what we refer to right as chachma, bina, v'das. But the specific word machshava usually relates to chachma and not bina. Also seichel usually refers to chachma and not bina. So you'll have like in atochinin lodom das and nusuf ashkenaz, right? Deah is going from the bottom to the top, right? Deah, bina, and chachma. Okay. So again, that's why he uses Lashon of it's more revealed, because really Bina is also in the head. You can't see someone else's Bina in that sense, or the person can't see his own Bina in that in a certain way. Right? But he's more aware of it. It's more he's more aware of it. It's more obvious. Like I said, in using the Mashal of learning Gemara, when you learn a piece of Gemara or anything for that matter, you have a certain connection to the thing that you're learning, that you know you have a certain understanding, initial take on what it is that you're learning, that you don't really know where it came from. It's just, this is the way you connect it to that thing in the initial stage. It might be wrong, it might be right. But the Bina is more the intellectual process of analysis, that you're analyzing the sugya. And there you are aware of how you're getting to your maskanas, because you're asking certain questions, right? Is this a cheftza, a gavra? What's going on here? You're asking yourself specific questions and analyzing. So that's something which is more obvious. Again, it's still concealed to others, but to you at least, it's a more obvious process. Whereas chachma is more of an experience which is beyond your ability to know where it's coming from, I would say. It's really a more inner, it's more of an inner experience of the sugya. I'll just give an Eitz HaTeva that I've kind of tried to train myself in, I've become aware of it over the course of years and try to do it, is that when you learn a sefer, so you know, we try to understand what the sefer is saying, I'm not talking about Chazal. I mean, Chazal also, that's true, but it's easier to do it with a Sefer. You try to understand what a certain Mefarish is saying. So I think it's very important to read the Mefarish in a totality. Don't get stuck on the words so much. First try to get the gist of what he's saying. And kind of, in a certain way, I can't explain this, I'll say it as good as I can. I try to, and I think others try to surf with what is being written there. In other words, try to understand what does this Mechaber want you to, what is he trying to tell you? It's a very different thing than analyzing his words. Right? Analyzing his words, you can end up giving pirushim that are not his intention. I'll give you an example. You have it in the Rishonim. You have Achronim that give Perush in Rishonim. And then, you know, for example, I remember a certain Achronim, like I say, one of the G'dayi Achronim gives a Perush in a certain Ran and in Shas. And we have, then he didn't have Tshuvas Aran. Now we have the Tshuvas Aran. And in the Tshuvas Aran, he explains his position over there much more clearly. The Achron is wrong in his explanation of that run. Okay? There's a famous Tumim that says that we can take the words of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and we could be mefarish them even in a way that they themselves didn't intend. Okay? Because every single word that they wrote was with a certain Ruach HaKodesh, so that they're just like a pipeline. So they might have actually had a different intention in mind, but their words are Kodesh Kadashim, and therefore they're up for grabs, so to say. You can now be mefarish and insert into them meaning which they did not necessarily intend. Now, I'm not Chas V'Shalom arguing that. That's true. I'm just saying, in general, right? In general, if it's not the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch, for sure, even the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, you can do that, but you should also try to understand what they're saying, right? And but it's not, in general, most Sfarim don't have that authority. The way the Tumim describes about the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and therefore it's important to try to like connect to the inner meaning of what the Mechaber is saying, and that's something which is very nageh to chachma. It's something that's not the diyukim in what the person is writing. You have to do that too, because you can also end up just going wrong. So you have to like afterwards see that it actually goes into the words, and you're not making up a story here, right? That's also chasha. But those are the two steps of Chachma Bina. And that's why Chachma is something which is more, it's much more difficult to teach someone Chachma than it is to teach somebody Bina. To develop someone's Chachma is much more difficult than to develop someone's Bina. You know, Yoiv Chachma l'chakimin. If he's got it, okay, you can help it out. The Pasuk says, right? It gives Chachma to the one who has Chachma. Bina already you can develop in a person much more easy, because there's tools. It's something that relates to Kalim more than an inner experience. So Chachma is Nela Me'ein Kol Chai. That's just the quality of Chachma. As Bina being more revealed. So therefore says the Gaon, V'shayush ha-mitzvahs hein b'chachma, the root of the mitzvahs are in Chachma, V'ha-Torah hi b'bina, and Torah is in Bina. Besoid Hashem bechachma yasad eretz koinin shemayim besvuna, in the soid that Hashem with chachma founded the land, established the heavens with understanding, with tvuna. So you see that chachma relates to eretz. So chachma is a higher level than bina, really, right? And that relates to the lower level eretz. And the Koinin Shemayim B'Svuna, he created the Shemayim, which is the higher level, if we're going to pair up Shemayim V'Aretz, with Tvuna, which is lower than Chachma. V'lachein, kol davar ba'aretz hu b'nelam, says the Goyim, because of this, everything that's in the land is hidden, right? The trees, the plants, whatever, the what's in the land is, what's in the ground is, right, is hidden. Av b'shamayim him niglim yoter. But in the Shemayim, things are more revealed.
The Ruchis, you mean?
Huh?
You mean the Ruchni?
No, he means in a physical sense.
The trees look like the roots? Or
yeah, yeah, yeah. Inside the ground.
So that doesn't relate to like the trees?
Huh?
It doesn't relate to like trees, the Ruchni?
It might be true also. It is true. The physical always parallels the spiritual.
What's hidden by the physical is the
But that's actually, that's what's in the land. The other stuff is like growing out of the land. You know, the trees are growing out of the land.
Art inside the ground itself.
That's the way I understood it. That's the way I understood it. But maybe you're right. I don't know. I don't know what's his ikur kavana here. It's his ikur kavana in. That's what I think, because otherwise, how would you understand that what in the Shemayim is? That doesn't seem to be Ruchnis and Gashmis. If he would say Ruchnis and Gashmis, I think he would say that more explicitly. I think he means Oretz physically and Shemayim physically.
I'm saying in Shemayim, because of what the part that's in Oretz, Oretz represents everything that's here,
Well, why is the chiyus of the Eretz more less revealed than the chiyus of the Shemayim, the chiyus of the planets, the Shemayim? Yeah, I don't see why that's more revealed.
He has his
own chiyus, which is Tom and Mishnah. Yeah. Okay, I think. Right. So he says, "V'chein Adam Rishon Hayadei Ba'aretz Machmasher Hayadei Shorshem B'Shemayim." Adam Rishon would know the land because he knew their root in Shemayim. So over here, maybe it is, I don't know, coming closer to what you're saying. You know, maybe what he means is like, the Ramban says, different, the koiches that come out of the ground of... Oh, you don't have Adam Rishon over there?
Yeah, Adam Rishon, before that, the Shemayim in Yud, Yisham Yoyim Kol Davar.
So it could be from this line that he says about Adam Rishon that maybe it is more like what you're saying. Like, if you understand the Shavish and Shemayim, meaning like the spiritual ideas or Echves, you know, the Kabbalah behind the Bria, so mainly you understand the physical stuff down here. Basically, understanding science, we take the Kabbalah, you know, if you want to say it like that.
Yeah, a scientific way that the stars is also.
Right. So I don't know if you'd be able to understand how a plant works based on your understanding of astronomy. I doubt it. So it could be from this line of Adam Rishon, it could be that the Goyin is Takam, meaning more on the spiritual level. That if they understand things spiritually, meaning Bashamayim spiritually, from that, the Adam Rishon understood the physical things. The physical is more Nelam, so it's interesting that the spiritual is more revealed in that sense. The Kaychas of the hidden in the physicality is less revealed, is more hidden, more concealed. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, no, I don't have that girsa, but you must have that, no, Rav Tzvi?
I have half of that.
How many different girsas do we have here? Wait, what sefer are you using?
He's the Philip one.
Oh, he's using the same Philip, but different edition. So how do we know Kol Dover by Shemayim? How does he say that we know everything that's going on over there? What is that?
In Shemayim
they know. Who's that? Maybe it means like the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah that the Kichavim are all Balei Deya Rechava. They all, that's what he says, that they all have, that's the way probably philosophy they understood in those days, that the stars had actual minds. They were like, they were alive. It's not doimim. I don't know. It's somewhat obscure, this line, how to understand this. I guess it also depends on the different gersois. We have three different gersois over here. But, okay. So he says now, what's that? So he says now that, mitzvahs heid min ha'aretz. The mitzvahs are from the aretz, k'may sukkah v'lulav. Right? Take example, sukkah and lulav, they're from the ground. You have to use wood and whatever, or branches. The Torah hu min ha'shamayim, and Torah is min ha'shamayim. So the mitzvahs come from the ground. So that's nitzor b'ni mitzvahs avicha. And the ground, we already said, or the aretz, as we said, is rooted in Chachma, which is Avicha, and the Torah is Min HaShemayim, and the Shemayim we said is Koinin Shemayim B'Svuna, it's established with Bina, so the Sheirish of the Torah is in Imecha, is in Bina. Ad Kan is where we got. Now, we're probably not going to go much further either. The Maisa, I have to say, this Gra disturbed me very greatly after I gave Shir last week here. And it was really like bothering me. And I actually shared my question with some others that are in these Inyanim. And now it's probably disturbed them too. I explain, even though this is not a Kabbalah shir, but I'm going to say it anyway, just to Shlemus HaInyan, that the Arizal explains in different places, especially the Afkun Nageh to Avelus, that all mitzvahs, okay, in the Kisvei Arizal, there's this concept of Meichin de Abba and Meichin de Ima, okay, like the shefa that's coming, the male shefa, the Abba shefa coming into something, and the mother shefa coming into something, okay? So the Arizal explains that Torah comes from Meichin de Abba, but Torah brings in the Meichin de Abba, and mitzvahs bring in the Meichin de Ima. And the Nafgamina, for example, is, the Rashash talks about this, Mekubal the Rashash, and he says that based on the Rizal, there's a question, during Avelus, during the time of Avelus, Rachmal Hatzlan, so the Moichin, like when during the first, the Shivas Yemei Avelus, the 7 days of Avelus, the Moichin the Abba become removed from a person. And because they become removed from a person, the person is also b'limud Torah, because Torah brings in the Meichin Abba, and he's not shaykh to that at this point in time. And the question then becomes, what about Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam? It's mavur in Kabbalah that Rashi's Tefillin the Rashi brings in the Meichin Ima, and the Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam brings in the Meichin Abba. So there were those who said, there were Mekubalim who said that during Shivas Yimei Avelus, one should not put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Rashash, Al Pi D'Arizal, he should put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because even though those are Mochin D'Abba, they're really Mochin D'Ima, because the whole system of mitzvahs is Mochin D'Ima. So this is a Mochin of Abba, a personal Meichin D'Abba within the system of Meichin D'Ima, because every system breaks up into all the parts and has all the different parts. So Meichin D'Abba has within it Meichin D'Ima and Meichin D'Abba, and Meichin D'Ima has in it with Meichin D'Ima and Meichin D'Abba. But mitzvahs is all relating, really the general address of Meichin of mitzvahs is Meichin D'Ima. So therefore, even Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, which relative to Rashi's Tefillin or Abba, relative to Ima, but still it's not the same system as Torah. Torah is Meichin D'Abba, all mitzvahs is Meichin D'Ima. So it's punkt fakert from this, it looks punkt fakert from this gain. And now it can't be, yes, there are places where at least on a pashas level the gain says differently than the Arizal and Kabbalah. Talmidei HaGoyin have already written that El Ve'elativ L'Chayim, and there are those who have wrote also that there's really in depth, there's no machlekes, but here it's pasha to me that the Arizal, that the Goyin is going to hold like the Arizal in all those, in that whole sugya. I don't want to get into why, but those are basics. It's pasha that the Goyin is not going to be chayuk on that. So the question then is, okay, so how do these things work side by side? How could it be like such a glaring contradiction? Because also what the Goyin writes makes perfect sense. He brings a pasuk, Hashem b'chach miyasad eretz koni shemayim b'svuna, and it fits perfect, because yeah, eretz is mitzvahs, shemayim is Torah, that work, it all makes perfect sense. B'ni mitzvahs avicha, altis Torah simecha, his perush is beautiful. It fits, and it also fits the system. But how do these two, if everything fits, each one fits, so how do they shtim? So I think maybe, and this is actually probably discussed this year, I hope it's right, I had the beginning of the machshava already the whole time, but I kind of for some reason was a little bit stuck in getting a clarity in it. I think that maybe this is a correct answer in what I'm about to say, is that, like I said last week, the The whole idea of Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz is chachma is a higher bechina. In order to penetrate, in order for Hashem's aura to penetrate all the way down, you have to bring a higher aura. To get all the way to the bottom of physicality, that takes chachma. Okay, and therefore the aretz needs the koyach of chachma to get its chiyus. As opposed to the shemayim, it's enough to bring from a lower, because the shemayim itself is a much more refined bechina. So therefore, it doesn't take such a big aura to light it up, because it's already more prone to, it is ruchnis, it's much more ruchni to begin with. So it doesn't need as much of a thing to, you know, penetrate. You take it two talmidim maybe, you know, and one is more thick and the other. Yeah, you need a much bigger koyach to be able to break through the klipus of somebody who's, I'm saying ruchni is thick. He's ruchnis, he's more detached. Sometimes maybe it works a different way, but anyway, but that's the basic insight. So I think maybe the difference is that the Gaon is talking about the shoyrish of something lower down here, the shoyrish of whatever's lower down, the shoyrish is actually higher. And that comes through in a number of sugyas in the Arizal. And I think that's what the Gaon is talking about over here. I mean, that's why he's using Lashon, right? The Shoyrish HaMitzvah Seim B'Chochma V'Torah V'Bina. But the actual Torah down here is the Moichin De'Ava, and the actual Mitzvah down here is the Moichin De'Ima. Meaning the Shoyrish of the Moichin De'Ava is in a higher, is coming from a level of Bina. Of the lower level, but I'm saying higher, it's coming... Its higher counterpart is a lower level, meaning Bina. And in other words, things swap. It's a little bit like what the Gemara says, right? Tachtoinim, Olam Hafach Ra'isi. Right? Olam Hafach, the world looks opposite down here than it is up there. Right? Things just kind of switch around. And that there's a very much of a, the Goyin actually says in Adaras Leil, the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, that that's why the Halacha Oikeres is a Pshute Shel Mikra. Because things are mitapech over here, kechoisim v'nechtam, like a seal and the you know, you have a signature seal. It's the opposite, right? The stamp is the opposite to what you actually. Going in the beginning of Mishpatim, it's very very interesting. That there is Leo. So I think that's very much what the going is. What's going on over here is that the Torah be'etzem is of course the higher bechina. The Torah is Shemayim, and the mitzvah is Oretz. We're not going to say Oretz is a higher bechina than Shemayim. So Torah, the Shemaim is Meichin Da'abo, the Oroz is Meichin Da'ima. But the Shoresh of the Meichin Da'abo of Torah is in Ima, and the Shoresh of the Meichin Da'ima, which is Mitzvahs, is coming from a way higher point, all the way up in Abba, up there, the higher, you know, world, or whatever it is. I think that's the, I know that a little bit of a Kabbalah here in that this last 3 minutes over here, but I just think it's important to make note of, because just to skim over this gra and like accept it and not say that there's something else going on would be a little bit unfair, I think. So anyway, Bezer Shem will try to continue next week. Sure.